Workers' Week and Labor Day in Jamaica can be traced back to the 1930s. By 1938, labor unrest was rife in Jamaica. Laborers were grossly underpaid and several strikes broke out across the island, with workers all asking for the same thing, better wages. The most notable of these disturbances was the riot at the Frome Sugar Factory in May 1938, led by Sir Alexander Bustamante. The rebellion laid the foundation for Jamaica's independence and greater recognition for working-class Jamaicans. But it wasn't until 1961 that May 23 would be officially observed as National Labor Day. Before 1961, May 24 was celebrated in Jamaica as Empire Day, in honor of the birthday of Queen Victoria and her emancipation of slaves in Jamaica. In 1961, Jamaican Chief Minister Norman Washington Manley proposed the replacement of Empire Day with Labor Day, a celebration in commemoration of the May 23, 1938 uprising. Labor Day, therefore, seeks to honor the achievements of the workers of Jamaica and to remember those who worked to the point of personal sacrifice to see the nation achieve independence, growth, and development. It is also seen as a day for voluntarism and a time when Jamaicans come together to improve their communities.
For health's sake, keep it clean. For health's sake.
This year, National Workers' Week begins on May 15, culminating on Labor Day, May 23. Two Portmore communities will benefit from the National Labor Day Project, which will see major cleanup activities to identify and eradicate mosquito breeding sites. The communities, Gregory Park and Washington Mews, will see volunteers carrying out cleaning up activities on Labor Day. Additionally, teams from the Ministry of Health will visit some 135 homes in the communities to inspect and advise residents on proper domestic care and how to prevent mosquito breeding. The National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, will be on site to cart away debris that has been cleared. Gregory Park Basic School will benefit from cleaning, bushing, and painting, as well as general landscaping. The school's play area will also be rehabilitated. The Portmore municipality recorded 5 of the 6 confirmed cases of the Zika virus in Jamaica. Prime Minister Holness notes that due to the dense population and large network of marshes and drains in the area, the St. Catherine community is at high risk for transmission of the disease.
This is a good rationale for locating the national project in Portmore. The government is very sensitive to the cries of the people of Portmore about greater vector control, specifically for mosquitoes. So I have given a direction to the Ministry of Local Government to give attention to Portmore to ensure that those drains are clean and that there is a constant routine of spraying to prevent the breeding of mosquitoes.
Mr. Holness has made a special appeal for residents of Portmore to volunteer and support the National Labor Day Project.
I want to take this opportunity to specifically appeal to the householders of Portmore, to the teachers and the parents, to the citizens of Portmore, to volunteer your time, your labor, your effort this Workers' Week. Come out and clean up your community.
The Prime Minister is also encouraging Jamaicans to engender a spirit of volunteerism as they work to improve their communities and preserve the environment.
I'd love to see emerging out of Portmore a voluntary group who will decide to take on this effort so that it will last even after Workers' Week and Labor Day has ended. So that it is this work that you will do, and probably will not be paid for, but because you understand the connection between your own health and the environment, that you will keep it clean for your health's sake.
Activities for National Workers' Week and Labor Day 2016 are being coordinated through the joint effort of the Ministry of Health, Local Government and Community Development, Labor and Social Security, and Culture, Gender, Entertainment, and Sport. The series of events will get underway with a Thanksgiving service at the Holson Hall Church of God, St. Andrew on Sunday, May 15, and conclude with a gospel concert at the Rani Williams Entertainment Center on Labor Day. Labor Day 2016 will be observed under the theme, For Health's Sake, Keep It Clean.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.